This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
California, California, you're such a wonder that I think I'll stay.
Today we inaugurate a summer series we're calling California Dreaming. We're looking at the economy through the lens of the California Dream. We even have a blog where you can weigh in. It's called Daydreaming, and we'll tell you how to get there later. Now, though, the dream of striking it rich. California is called the Golden State. That's because of the gold rush back in the 19th century.
The backbreaking job of moving dirt from sunup to sundown.
It's gold in them dire hills.
If we make a find, we'll be lighting our cigars with $100 bills.
Gold! I'm striking rich!
The dream of striking it rich in California still exists. Until recently, it revolved around real estate. Gold, though, is looking pretty good these days. Prices are high, around $900 an ounce, and that's what led this man to make a career change.
My name is Joseph Shamir, and I own Joe's Gold and Silver in Lawndale.
Joseph Shamir has lived in Southern California since the 1970s. He came from Israel. He was born in the Soviet Republic of Georgia. Until recently, Joseph was making a fine living as a mortgage broker. Then the housing bubble burst.
I was extremely desperate. I have not closed the loan in like 2 months, and I was maxed out on my credit card. I had a loan of $5,000 at 60% a month.
What? Which 60?
59% a month cash call loan. So that was my situation.
Desperate. No work, no money, debts piling up. He looked around and saw that his wife had expensive jewelry, jewelry he bought her when things were good.
You know, a lot of jewelry. Within like a year and a half of time, I sold about $40,000 to $60,000 worth of her jewelry. And then I said to myself, heck, I'm doing a wrong thing. I'm in the wrong business. I better go back into a jewelry business and start buying jewelry for scrap because people need money. And if I'm doing it, I bet there's a lot of people that are doing the same thing. So that's when I opened the shop. I walked out from my house one day. I saw a sign. I live across the street. So I saw a sign for rent, and I said, okay, this is my next business right here.
He named it Joe's Gold and Silver. It's not a jewelry store because you only come here to sell, not buy. Joseph will then sell your gold and silver to people who melt it down. He says he'll even buy gold fillings. Joe's Gold and Silver is in a crummy-looking mini mall next to House of Donuts, Manila Walk, and the V&D Nail Spa. Behind a thick plexiglass window, Joseph will take your jewelry. He'll test it.
Okay, I'm scratching it on a stone, okay? And then I test it with acid.
And he'll give you a price, cash, on the spot.
Today we paid $12 a gram, cement. That's $84. That can pay your cellular telephone bill, probably.
Or maybe your mortgage. Joe points to a beautiful sterling silver tea set behind him. A woman had just brought it in. It was a gift from her mother who had paid thousands of dollars for it. The daughter needed money fast.
Now she's in the situation where she's pregnant, on a second baby. Mortgage is due. She was forced to sell that particular set in order to pay her mortgage.
What did she say when she came in here with it?
Actually, she was handling it pretty good. I've seen some other moments where people were having a hard time. They cry, definitely.
What do you say to them if they break down in front of you and start crying? What do
well,
you say?
I just tell them my story. You know, I tell everybody my story. I hope it helps. But I tell them, luckily you have silver and not stainless steel, so you can still get some money out of it. Just try to cheer them up a little bit, yeah.
Joe's pretty cheerful himself these days. He says he has paid off most of his debts in the 6 months since he opened his store. So his California dream is coming true. For him, there really is gold in them thar hills, or them thar mini malls. Many mini malls and miles away, east of Joe's Gold and Silver in Riverside, California, pawn shops are busy. They buy and sell gold, too, and everything else. Riverside has one of the top foreclosure rates in the nation and lots of desperate people.
And when people are desperate, when they need to get some quick cash, they come to places like this, a pawn shop we're standing in front of in Riverside. It's called Just Pawn It, and it advertises 2% interest on whatever you pawn. So you could come here to pawn your jewelry. You could come here to pawn your PlayStation, even your car. Yeah, you can pawn your car here at this pawn shop. Let's go in. and meet the owner.
The owner is Dwight Kelly of Just Ponit.
We're seeing plenty of real estate agents are coming in. Plenty of loan brokers are coming in. You're hearing customers are saying they're losing their houses, they're moving out of the area. Some are saying they're moving in with the family. Groceries, oh boy. That and the gas. Customers are coming in just to pawn, just to put gas in their car.
60, 75, 6, 7, 8, and money.
That's all right. So please believe this will be gone by the end of tomorrow because it does go to gas.
$79.
Yes, that's how much gas goes now.
Matthew McCain has just pawned his wedding ring. He's divorced, so he doesn't seem that upset about it. Still, he is pawning his wedding ring for gas.
Right thumbprint here, please.
Oh, another thumbprint.
Yes.
How much you pay to fill up your tank?
$4.85.
Yes. How much?
$4.50.
Yeah. See, gas is astronomical now. So any money you can get to help on the gas tank, even a good thing.
Matthew McCain says he's moving. It doesn't seem like he'll pick up his wedding ring anytime soon or ever. Stuff that doesn't get picked up is sold, and that's where the owner of Just Ponit, Dwight Kelly, makes most of his money. The trouble is, people aren't buying as much these days, so Dwight's store is full of guitars, jewelry, TVs, DVD players, and there's a collector's set of 3-foot-tall Kiss dolls. And over here we have, wow, lots and lots of construction equipment.
As you can tell, there's more.
Oh, more construction equipment.
I will tell you this, that I've been at a lot of my friends' shops. They have all are not accepting. There's a whole bunch of them that are not accepting tools anymore. That's how much tools are in their back rooms. It's packed.
Packed. A pointed sign that the housing boom is over around here. The California gold rush of the 21st century real estate, well, a lot of it turned out to be fool's gold.
All the gold in California.
How about a couple of carrots for this rock pier?
It ain't gold.
Fool's gold.
I'm rich! I'm rich! I'm
if you're dreaming about California.
Don't forget to go to our website, npr.org/day-to-day. You'll find our new blog there. It's called Daydreaming. Share your dreams, fulfilled or dashed.
And all the gold.